Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going way back to the beginning for this one. From a small apartment in South Chicago, all the way to the White House, Michelle Obama is becoming. It's pretty amazing how her story speaks to anyone who's ever felt lost trying to find their place. Have you ever felt that way?
Definitely. And you hit the nail on the head about becoming. It's not your typical political memoir, It's way more personal. Like she dives deep into identity, family, ambition, all that stuff. It's all woven together, right? Makes you think how those things shape us.
Yeah, totally. And the way she describes her childhood, it's like you're right there with her. Like, remember that story about the room she shared with her brother Craig?
With the sock.
Yeah, the balled up sock they tossed through a hole in the ceiling. That's family right there.
Oh, yeah, that's stuck with me. It says a lot about them, don't you think? Making the best of what they had, creating their own way to connect, even crammed in a tiny space.
Makes you think about families right here,
Yeah.
in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. Finding ways to come together, no matter what.
It's all about community, isn't it? And that reminds me of her grandfather, Dandy, right? Coming up from the South to Chicago during the Great Migration.
Generations of families in our area have those stories, moving for opportunity, facing all kinds of struggles.
Exactly. And you can see how those stories, like Dandy's, shaped her, that awareness of history. It's powerful.
It is. And then she talks about school, like that piano recital, the one where she plays on a perfect piano for the first time. Total mind blower for her. Like it was a whole other world.
I think that's a key moment, that piano recital. It's where she starts to see the disparities, racial, socioeconomic. She realizes things aren't equal. That shapes her, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And then at Whitney Young High School, things get even more complex, right? She's around affluent black students with experiences so different from hers.
And that whole thing about pressure, to overperform, not just for herself, but for like her entire race. Wow, that's heavy, especially when you're young.
Trying to prove yourself, battling those stereotypes. It's like some folks get it, right? Having to represent more than just yourself.
Absolutely. And that pressure, that drive to defy expectations, I think that connects to her later work, with education and empowering others. It's like a thread through her whole life.
Speaking of life paths, what resonated with me? Her move from corporate law to, well, something more, finding work that meant something. A lot of people around here could probably relate to that.
Leaving that big paycheck, that's a tough one. A lot of people wrestle with that. Practicality versus passion. But it's about courage, too, defining success on your own terms.
Right. And she doesn't shy away from the struggle, the money worries, the whole thing. And then there's Suzanne, her college roommate, the free spirit, losing her. That was a turning point.
Ah, oh, Suzanne, that's right. It made her rethink everything. Priorities, what really matters. Life's short, right? Make it count. And that resonates, especially here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. With those strong community ties, folks get that.
And then enter Barack Obama. I mean, talk about a game changer. She's assigned to be his advisor at Sidley and Austin. It's like a movie, but real life.
And talk about different backgrounds, but their paths come together. And she's honest, She doesn't pretend she was all in on his political dreams at first.
Skeptical, right? But that trip to Kenya, seeing him in action, that changes things, makes you think, what moments have shifted your own views? Maybe something right here in our community.
It's those unexpected things, right? They shaped us. Michelle Obama, she was open to new experiences, even if they pushed her. And look where it led her. Life is unpredictable, that's for sure. And then, things get serious, they're falling in love and all that, but she's got this whole other thing going on, motherhood.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a juggling act. Motherhood, career, and her husband's on this political rocket ride. Lots of families right here in Southeast of Houston know that feeling, I bet.
She's so real about it, too. The fertility struggles, the miscarriage, that's tough stuff.
You can really feel the emotion there. She doesn't hide it.
And she talks about her support system. Her mom, Valerie Jarrett, that's crucial. We talk about that a lot here, right? In Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena. That sense of community, helping each other out.
Totally. Like they say, it takes a village. And speaking of villages, bam, the White House, what a wild ride.
I know, right? And she's so honest about those first days as First Lady. It's like, what even is that job? No rule book, but all eyes are on you.
And the critics. Remember the whole mom-in-chief thing? Some folks thought that was a step out for her.
But she owned it, used it to connect with other families, and to push for policy that helped kids. That's leadership right there.
Turning that label into a positive force. It's like folks around here, stepping up, taking on issues that matter. Education, local businesses, parks, you name it.
Using your platform, no matter how big or small, to make things better. And you know what else? That White House garden? Genius move.
Who knew a garden could say so much?
Healthy eating, connecting with nature, even community building, right there on the White House lawn.
Finding common ground, right? Bringing folks together. That's huge, especially now.
And let's not forget the fashion.
Oh yeah, her style.
She used clothes to make a statement, supporting American designers, showing confidence, being herself.
High-end and everyday brands. That's something folks here in Southeast Houston can get behind. Practical, but with personality.
And as she found her voice, she really started speaking out. Tough topics, too. Race, gender, even gun violence.
Those are the conversations we got to have, even when they're uncomfortable, right here in our community. We don't all have to agree, but listening to each other, that's how we move forward.
Exactly. And she didn't just talk. She took action, joining forces, working with military families, Let's Move, fighting childhood obesity. Those were big deals.
And we see that here, too. Local groups supporting veterans, schools promoting healthy habits. It all adds up, right?
It's that ripple effect. One person, one idea, it can spread. And that's empowering. You know, here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, we can all be part of that.
Absolutely. Speaking of local impact, you know what impressed me? She's on the world stage, but she never forgot about grassroots action. The power of everyday folks.
She gets it, right? Real change starts in our communities, from the ground up.
It's like think and act locally. We don't need to wait for someone else to fix things. We can do it ourselves, right here in our neighborhoods. That's what we're all about.
Empowering people. That's it. Michelle Obama's story shows us how it's done. Finding your voice, connecting, working together.
And starting with the belief that you can make a difference. Even the small stuff matters. She talks about that, you know? Little acts of kindness, they add up.
We can all contribute. And sometimes those little things, they set off a chain reaction. That's powerful.
It's about more than just doing big things. You know, it's about realizing we all have the power to make a difference. Right where we are in our communities. That's what really hits home, I think.
Absolutely. And she's not afraid to admit, hey, I don't have all the answers. You know, she's open about the tough stuff, doubts, struggles, learning as she goes.
It makes her real, right? Like, it's okay to not be perfect, to mess up. Sometimes we're all figuring things out as we go.
And those experiences, the messy ones, they shape us, don't they? That's how we grow, how we find our way to make a difference.
It's like she's saying, hey, life's a journey. Enjoy the ride. Embrace it all. And that's a good message, especially when you're trying to make things better right here in our community.
Sometimes it feels like, whoa, the problems are so big. Where do you even start? But Michelle Obama, she reminds us, change happens one step at a time.
Little by little. Volunteering, supporting local businesses, just being a good neighbor. It all counts.
Exactly. It's about finding your spot. Why can you make a difference? What are you passionate about? Think and act locally. That's what it's all about, right?
It's about saying, hey, I can be part of the solution, not waiting for someone else. We have the power to shape things. Right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
And when we all do our part, wow, think of the impact we can have. Michelle Obama's story, it's proof that we can do amazing things when we work together.
So what's your takeaway? For me, it's this. Your voice matters. What you do matters. And that journey you're on, your own becoming, it has the power to change things. Right here in Southeast Houston.
It's about taking action, connecting with each other, building a community where everyone can thrive. If our show inspires you, if you want to support that mission, visit thinkandactlocally.com/donate. The link's in our show notes.
Keep those becoming stories going. Who knows, maybe one day we'll be diving into your story. See you next time.